What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Danny Shares Stories, and I have a confession. So, the reason that I haven't posted a video in a while is because I messed up the camera recording. I told my brother, and he could not believe it. He looked at me like, "You are insane." Something about that is I don't take meds. Maybe I should. I don't know. But we just do with the best of what we got, right? So something I saw today that really inspired me was Kirk Cousins. So here's the thing. Vikings fan before I was a Kirk Cousins fan. Am I still a Kirk Cousins fan? I mean, you just have to love the guy. Especially after he was on the TV show, Quarterback. He's freaking awesome. So, Kirk Cousins, in a recent interview, he says that everything he does is, for the most part, is already automated. It's all plug and play where he doesn't have to think about a whole lot. He just, you know, he knows what he's doing every 15 minutes, which is crazy to think about scheduling all that. But when you do, what he was saying is that you eliminate the responsibility of having to make decisions. So like for him, he has everything automated and he just doesn't have to make a whole lot of decisions. All he has to do is think about football. And that's kind of like the Nerf or Nothing lifestyle, right? Okay, so I got this shirt, Nerf or Nothing. And it is Nerf or Nothing. And you don't have to play football to have the Nerf or Nothing lifestyle. You don't even have to have, you know, play Nerf to have the Nerf or Nothing lifestyle. You just have to have a system in place, and that is your only plan. And you just go all out, right? And starting now, that is me with this podcast. Right? It's, oh, okay, yeah. Well, you're starting a podcast in 2024. It's too late. No, it's not. I'm doing it now, and I'm all in. That's why every single Monday afternoon is when I'm going to be recording this. So I have plenty of time to edit it throughout the week. You know, if I notice that there's mashed potatoes on my face, I can start it over and do it again. Or if I forget to turn the camera on, I can call my brother. He can cuss me out and say, "You're an idiot." I'm just kidding. He wouldn't do that. And he didn't, because he's a good brother. But on Monday afternoon, I don't have to think about it. I just do it from now on. I forgot to put these on. So, is this even recording? Oh my gosh. Can you imagine after all that and if it wasn't even recording? Hold on, let me plug these in. Dude, I would have lost it just now. So, it's Nerf or Nothing, and you got to have a system. Just like Kirk Cousins says, you got to have a schedule. So, you got to have your day planned out. Every Monday afternoon, we're recording. Something crazy that I saw this Monday afternoon. Watch this video.
This golf course is just driving back and forth.
This girl is riding around on a Monday afternoon. I want to know her story. How do you end up on a golf cart, not playing golf, and not working at a mega church on a Sunday morning in a 15-passenger golf cart, right? I'm always scared to get on those golf carts that they're picking up people at church because I'm like, how much time is this actually going to save me? You know? Because we got to get into traffic, you know, there's cars coming, we got to wait. Where if I'm walking, I'll walk out in front of cars in a parking lot. I don't care. They better stop for me. They better. They better stop for you. You need to know your rights as a pedestrian. Pedestrians first, number one, okay? But this girl riding around on a golf cart, what's her story? It doesn't make any sense. She's just driving back and forth on 41st Street. Okay, so I see her the first time on the way to work. I'm like, I don't think anything about it. My mom calls me, hey, Danny, I need you to come pick me up from my house. I need you to take me to the automotive place to pick up my car. So I drive back down 41st Street, and I see this girl on the same road driving in the opposite direction on this golf cart. And it's raining. This was earlier when it was in the middle of the rain. That video that I showed you was like the fourth. That was the fourth time I had seen her while I'm driving. So I drive to my mom's house. I pick her up. We come back down 41st, take a right, going south on Mingo. This is the third time I had seen her. First time my mom had on the golf cart. She's driving in oncoming traffic in the left lane. She's driving towards cars. There's no cars on the road at this point, but she's on the street now, not on the sidewalk like she was earlier. And I point out to my mom, she doesn't think anything about it because it's the first time she's seeing this. So I take her to the place. I drop my mom off. She's like, Danny, you're my favorite son. Thank you so much for helping me in the middle of your busy day. Which, not now, because I have it set up to where I record my podcast on Monday afternoon. Because it's a system. She says, you know, thank you so much. You're my favorite son. I appreciate you. And so I'm like, yeah, mom, no problem. I'm glad I could help. And I love you. I leave. I go back up Mingo. This girl seems to just be zipping around this same street corner on a golf cart in the rain on a Monday afternoon for at least an hour. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. Why not just go play golf? For my dad's birthday, he just turned 70 today. We went this last weekend to go and play golf, and he had two sets of clubs. None of us had gone golfing, me and my two other brothers. My dad, we had not gone golfing in 15 years. So he has two sets of clubs, one putter. So we get there to pick up our golf cart, and the guy, he's like European or something, he goes, hey, you do know that you need to have four sets of clubs, right? You can go in the clubhouse and you can rent some clubs. And I said, okay, well, how much do they cost? And he said, oh, I don't know. So I was just like, oh, gotcha. So we only play with two sets of clubs. We go to the driving range. Our tee time at this golf course is at 8:30. We get there at about 7:30 so that we can hit the driving range, because that's what you're supposed to do if you haven't played in 15 years. And then we drive our happy little coffee drink and breakfast butts over to the clubhouse to putt. Okay, because I want them. I had been to go play mini golf when I was in Vegas the weekend before, because I went to Tiger Woods mini golf place, which is crazy cool, by the way. I already had some putts in. So I was like, you guys need to go and putt. You need to figure out, you know, how to be a good golfer like me. So I'm like, hey, guys, we need to go right now because our tee time is in 2 minutes. And they're dilly-dallying, you know, oh, I need to go make a movement at 8:28. And I'm like, we're going to be late. And that's giving me anxiety already. So I already have anxiety, and we haven't even gotten to tee time. So we finally get over there. The moment we pull up at 8:32, there's already three guys behind us. So I'm like, guys, hurry up, go tee off, hit your ball 60 yards into the forest, and let's go. So this whole time, I'm kind of like hurrying them up and rushing them. And about five holes in, my little brother, Tony, I'm riding in the cart with him. He goes, hey, Danny, you need to just relax, okay? It'll be all right. And I was like, dang, you know what? You're right. Saturday morning, I don't need to worry about the fact that these three old jerks behind us are hitting it while we're still on the green. Literally, my brother Michael, he had a ball thunk, 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 land right next to his feet. He could have hit him. He could have hit him. He could have killed him right there while we were playing golf. Now, I haven't played golf in 15 years. I don't know the etiquette, but what I do know is that in frisbee golf, you are not allowed to throw while someone else is still going. Wait your turn. Hey, bud, you're 67. Your heart rate is already way too high. You eat too much bacon. How about you give the ticker a rest? Wait your turn. And so we went golfing, but we all four had a fun time. Tony convinced me to calm down so that I didn't give him a panic attack. And yeah, my dad had a great time. He had some wicked chips. One chip he had, like 30 yards, ding, 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 right in the hole. It was awesome. I had a par 3 on one. I think I only parred one hole. I shot way over 100 easily. We actually stopped keeping score after the front nine, and we decided to play best ball on the back nine, which was really fun. So I lost probably about 10 balls on this golf course. Thank God my dad brought extra golf balls. But yeah, it felt like they needed to cut the grass. I don't know if that's a thing, but they need to cut the grass a little shorter. That way you can find your golf ball when you suck and you hit it into the woods. So last weekend before that, me and my family, my wife's family, we all went to Vegas. And if you haven't been to Vegas, don't take your kids. There's not really a reason to take your kids to Vegas. Unless there's a show that they're going to see. Then you scoop them up and then you take them right back to where they're from. Because your kids shouldn't be walking around in Vegas. I felt bad walking around in Vegas. So anyways, I went, and this is all I have to bring back. Okay, I took $500 that me and my wife had earmarked to gamble with, and I played blackjack. First couple nights, so much fun. Had a blast. I think I made a couple $100 the first night. Second night, I lost like $150. And then the third night, I got absolutely destroyed. But it was fun. And it wasn't like I was gambling with my rent. And that's how I'm going to justify it. But, you know, I do not promote gambling, you know. And if you do go with someone that has your best interest, that's going to look out for you and not let you gamble a ton of money that you can't afford to lose. Okay? That's my advice. While we were there, we also ate at Gordon Ramsay's steakhouse. This is what it looked like. What my food looked like. I had the beef Wellington. Which, if you haven't had beef Wellington, just picture a corn dog with steak in it. Okay? That's essentially what it is. But it's delicious. It's the best. It was the best meal I had ever had in my entire life. And I will swear by that. It had these scallops, these delicious medallions of the sea. And then it also had this delicious potato puree, which is like a fancy mashed potatoes. As well as this like beef bouillon glaze. And then, of course, the beef Wellington, which is cooked rare. So much flavor. Very soft steak. I don't know the cut. Then, also, to top it off, I had this lobster tail that was delicious. So freaking good. Best food I ever had in my entire life. And, me and my brother, we were both spoiled that weekend. My father-in-law, Chris, he took us out. He took us to Vegas because of our production insurance from fall of 2023. And so it was really cool that he took us, and I mean, he spoiled us. He spoiled our socks off. And so, very blessed that I got to go on that trip. I hope that you're able to go at some point. Don't think you're going to win a ton of money in Vegas. Because I played blackjack before, right? I'm not an idiot. I was playing the hands that I was dealt. I had the dealer working with me because I'm tipping him. Right? You can play. You can also not only play your hand, but you can put money in front of your hand and play the dealer like $5 or whatever. Because then it makes it fun for them too. And they're not just standing there for 8 hours on their feet, you know, shuffling cards. Now, here's the thing. I'm not greedy. Okay? I'm coming out of the poverty mindset of being tight-fisted. I used to be really, really selfish and just hold on to the very little that I had. But my wife's family is teaching me, you know, to give and to live your life open-handed. So I practice that with gambling, I guess. More than that. But, yeah. So we're playing and it's more fun. I was winning. At one point, I think I was up like $500. And I should have went out then. I should have taken all the chips and I should have cashed out. But guess what? That's why the Bellagio is a massive place. And that's why these casinos make so much money, is because of the greed, right? We think, oh man, I'm up $500. I'm going to make it 10 grand, right? That's what we're thinking. And that's where we're wrong. That's where you go and cash out. Now, is hindsight 2020? Yes. And am I mansplaining gambling and how to play blackjack? Of course. So my job is insurance, okay? I do health insurance, and that's it, right? I have people here at my agency that are like the financial investment retirement gurus that handle all that other stuff. That way, I can stay in my lane and just focus on health insurance. Okay, there's two separate parts of health insurance, okay? You got your pre-65 and you got your T-65, which is Medicare on, okay? So when I got into the business 5 years ago, I focused on just people that haven't turned 65 yet on how to help them with health insurance. So that's just what I focused on. That's what my mentors trained me how to do. And then they do all the retirement, investment, asset management stuff. Well, recently, my brother-in-law and I, we implemented a system that we're really excited about. Something that our agency in Missouri, they've been doing, and they had seen a lot of success in. So we started doing these Medicare seminars, people that are 65 and on, and teaching people how to do Medicare, and then asking them if they want to set an appointment. And so from there, we go on, and it's just been a great system on how to meet people and help them with their Medicare. So, because a lot of people don't know that when you turn your Social Security on, that you're supposed to activate, you know, like you got to activate your Medicare Part B, and then there's a premium that comes out of that. But if you're low enough income, you can make it to where Medicaid will pay for your Part B premium. That's $174.70, but it changes every year. And also help them with all the prescriptions every year and annual enrollment. It's very simple. It's a very boring job, but it's a good career, and I'm very excited to have a system in place. And so is my brother. So, yeah. Recently, the guys that do like all the investment stuff, they have this new thing that they're helping people pay their mortgages off. That have like, you know, 30. I don't think there's anything higher than a 30-year mortgage. But they were showing us like the breakdown of a 30-year mortgage, and I just Googled this. 30-year mortgage. How long till I'm paying more principal than interest? Okay, so when you get a mortgage, You're paying towards two things. You're paying towards the bank's mortgage. They have the fancy pen. And you're paying towards your principal, which is your equity in the house, I think. Oh, man. This is not advice. This is not like financial advice. This is, you know, one silly goose that just does health insurance based off of what he's seen from other people. I don't even own a house. I rent. But I think this is crazy. And people should think about 30-year mortgages before they do them. Because your interest that you're paying, it isn't until year 12, right? Think of this like a scale, okay? Year 1 and then year 30. It isn't until year 12 that you're paying more principal than interest. So that front 12 years of your agreement is mostly interest, which is crazy because, let me look at this. I wonder how long most people stay in their house. How long do most people live in one house? 12.3 years. Holy crap. So the banks figured it out. They said, we're going to make this deal to where people are essentially just going to be paying on interest, and they're not even going to have that much equity in their home by the time they decide to move out. That's crazy to me. Oh. So anyways, let's do a segment. This is the brain rot text segment. The brain rot. Let me do the initials here. Brain rot text segment. BRTS. Okay. We're going to be doing this in every single episode from now on. All right. Here's the first one. Someone texts. The most insane thing happened at work today. What happened? The other person replies. First person, please respect my privacy. Wow. Okay, and then this one, this is on Marketplace. Hey, are you still selling the 30-inch TV? Which, pause. I want to talk about this real quick. This is very interesting to me. I don't know why people are... It's interesting to want to buy a 30-inch TV because you can spend an extra $50. Now, I know... Okay, look, I know not everybody has the same amount of money. But, you know, at one point I was trying to get a TV, you know, I only had a couple $100 to buy a TV, but why not just save up a little bit more and get a 50-inch TV? And here, I think this is the answer to that question, is the person that's asking, hey, are you still selling a 30-inch TV, is the owner of a restaurant. Now, hear me out. This restaurant, They're purchasing this TV for the bathroom. Now, in the men's bathroom, now, if you're a woman and you're listening to this podcast, this is for you, but I don't think there are any women that listen to this. So I'll mansplain it for the rest of the boys. In the bathroom, you have a urinal. And then in the fancy restaurants, you have a TV above the urinal, right? In really, really fancy places. That way, you know, you can watch the golf game. You can watch the basketball game. You can watch the Nuggets lose. Okay. And so, yeah, that's why someone would want to be buying a 30-inch TV, right? Okay. So, problem solved. The person that was selling their TV replies, no, sorry, I sold it a few days ago. The restaurant owner replies, how about 200? Do people just drink like half a bottle of liquor and then go on Marketplace? My friend is always on Marketplace, and I got to ask her, hey, what's the deal with these people? I'm sure she has a million of these, a million screenshots of conversations that have happened just like this. She's sitting on gold. So how about 200? Obviously didn't read the text above. The person, very patient, the TV owner, very patient, replies, I already sold it. Sorry. Again, this restaurant owner snuck back behind the bar, chugged up half a bottle of Jack, and then, oh yeah, drunkenly, I forgot. I got to reply and try to get that TV for the urinal. $250. That's their next text. this person that owns a TV is so, or had just sold a TV, is very patient. They reply, I literally do not have it. And the drunk restaurant owner replies, then don't waste my time. Dude, I love these. Okay, so that is Brain Rot Tech segment. Thank you for listening to that. And yes, I hope that you have a great rest of your week. And yeah, we'll see you next week.